children's church is going to be dismissed. Follow me.
Pueden ir a sus clases, me pueden seguir a mí, por favor.
Well, happy Sunday. Hi. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Feliz domingo, chavos.
You know, I'm really feeling good this morning. I really feel like I'm going to preach to you this morning.
Yo siento como que voy a predicar en todo
esto. In fact, I know I am.
De hecho, lo sé.
See, you know what? Jamie and I are going to be celebrating our 29th years together.
Jamie y yo vamos a celebrar nuestro aniversario número 29.
And that's a couple weeks away.
Gloria a Dios.
See, I deserve a hand after 29 years. Oh. Easy, Bernie. But I have to say, even through the hard times, they were good. See, I didn't always enjoy the hard times. Not at all, really. But see, we learned a lot from all the things we went through together.
Pero miren, aprendemos mucho de las cosas que pasamos juntos.
And we're still learning.
Y todavía estamos aprendiendo.
See, and that's what makes life good.
Y eso hace que la vida sea
when you could learn and grow together.
Cuando puedes aprender y crecer juntos.
And I'm really proud that I've been with one woman now for 3 decades. And that is awesome.
Y eso es maravilloso.
So these 29 years now have been really the best of my life.
Así que estos 29 años han sido en realidad los mejores años de mi vida.
Spending them with the love of my life.
Pasándolos con el amor de mi vida.
My dear Jamie.
Mi querida Jamie.
See, she's my soulmate. And I love her.
La amo.
And I don't just love her.
Y no nada más la amo.
She's my best friend.
Es mi mejor amiga.
So we have our moments.
Tenemos nuestros momentos.
And we have our differences.
Tenemos nuestras diferencias.
Just like every married couple, right?
Como toda pareja casada.
But see, our problems don't last long.
Pero nuestros problemas no duran mucho.
We get over them really quick.
Superamos las cosas rápidamente.
I mean, why make an ugly moment last long?
Porque para qué hacer que duren mucho los momentos desagradables y feos.
So we both prefer to be happy.
A los dos nos gusta, nos preferimos estar contentos.
And anyway, marriage is good.
Y como quiera que sea, el matrimonio es bueno.
I love being married.
Me encanta estar casado.
To Jamie, that is.
Con Jamie, eso es.
Anyway, Jamie and I have been preparing for our anniversary.
Bueno, Jamie y yo nos hemos estado preparando para nuestro aniversario.
For some reason, we kind of feel this is a special one.
Por alguna razón pensamos, sentimos que este es un aniversario especial.
Even though the number is 29.
Aunque el número es 29.
You know, some people celebrate 10 years.
Algunos celebran 10 años.
25.
25.
50.
50.
Well, I'll never make that 50. But anyway, a few weeks ago, we decided that we're going to take a little small trip.
Así que hace unas semanas decidimos que vamos a hacer un viajecito.
So in a couple of weeks after church,
en un par de semanas después del culto de la iglesia,
we'll be going to Todos Santos for a few days.
Vamos a irnos a Todos Santos a pasar la noche.
And we're going to enjoy this super cheap off-season rates bread and breakfast, my brother.
Y vamos a aprovechar las tarifas super económicas de la temporada baja.
And if things go as planned, we're going to do nothing.
Y si todo sale como planeamos, no vamos a hacer nada.
Some of you are probably wondering, well, what kind of anniversary is that going to be?
A lo mejor ustedes pensarán, ¿qué clase de aniversario se va a hacer a ese?
But we're going to do nothing, exactly what Jamie and I want to do.
Pero es exactamente lo que Jamie y yo queremos hacer, nada.
So we're preparing to do nothing.
Así que nos estamos preparando para no hacer nada.
But even doing nothing takes a little bit of preparation.
Pero aún no hacer nada requiere algo de preparativos.
Jamie has to complete some of her writing schedules.
Jamie tiene que terminar algunas cosas que tiene programadas a terminar de escribirlas.
I have to prepare my sermon a little ahead of time.
Yo tengo que preparar mi sermón por anticipado.
Maybe even get it started, though, a little bit in my brain.
A lo mejor empezar ahí a fraguarlo en mi mente.
But see, we don't have to pack nothing.
Pero no tenemos que empacar nada.
Well, means we have to be careful to prepare our bags as less as possible.
Bueno, necesitamos empacar una maleta para no hacer nada con y llevar lo menos posible.
So we're talking about shorts, t-shirts, bathing suits, swimming trunks.
Camisetas, playeras, trajes de baño y eso será suficiente.
And that should cover it.
Con eso nos bastará.
And by the way, there's a hammock where we're going.
Y por cierto que hay una hamaca donde nos vamos a ir a quedar.
So I have to prepare my mind now for this hammock experience.
Así que tengo que prepararme mentalmente para esta experiencia de la hamaca.
That is, if I could fight Jamie over it.
Claro que sí, encuentro la manera de hacerlo.
Because she's going to definitely want it over me. And that's going to be rough, people. It's going to have to be tranquilo. I think I could do that, though.
Pero para hacer eso,
I could prepare for that.
Bueno, creo que lo puedo hacer, necesito prepararme.
But since we're on the subject of preparation,
ya estamos hablando acerca de preparativos.
I'm going to let you learn a little, I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Déjenme compartirles un pequeño secreto.
See, she's a great, great person to prepare for things.
Mi esposa es una persona excelente para hacer preparativos.
Except for one specific thing.
Excepto en cuanto a una cosa en particular.
Except for when it comes to putting gas in the car, that
cuando
is.
Se trata de poner gasolina en el carro.
Yes, that's right. My wife tends to run out of gas a lot.
Así es, a mi esposa generalmente se le acaba la gasolina.
But in fairness now, she hasn't run out of gas since we moved here to La Paz.
Pero para ser justos, bueno, no se ha quedado sin gasolina desde que llegamos a La Paz.
At least not yet. And I'm very thankful for that.
Y estoy muy agradecido por eso.
And maybe I should knock on wood.
Tal vez debería tocar madera.
Or say a long prayer.
O hacer una larga oración.
Dear Lord, make my wife look at that gas gauge.
Querido Señor, por favor, que mi querida esposa ponga atención al medidor de la gasolina.
No, wait a minute. That's really the wrong prayer.
Esa es la oración equivocada.
See, because Jamie already looks at that gas gauge.
Porque Jamie mira el medidor de la gasolina.
She seems to know when the needle is pointing toward the empty.
Y parece que está consciente de cuando la aguja está apuntando a vacío.
But see, now she comes and tells me when it's time to fill the tank up.
Y eso es cuando ella viene y me dice que hay que ponerle gasolina en el carro.
Like it's my job.
Como si fuera mi trabajo.
I mean, who elected me to do this job?
¿Quién me eligió para que yo fuera el encargado de ponerle gasolina?
But see, that's just one of the things that we go through now after 29 years together.
Es una de las cosas que pasamos después de 29 años.
So now I keep the car filled up.
Así que yo siempre mantengo el tanque lleno.
That's why we don't run out of gas anymore.
Por eso que no buscamos gasolina.
But I'm going to tell you what. When I first met Jamie, she fell miserably on this gas thing.
Cuando recién conocí a Jamie, ella era un fracaso en esta cuestión de la gasolina.
See, I think my wife Jamie could be the Guinness World Records of holding out, of running out of gas.
Creo que mi esposa Jamie se puede llevar el récord Guinness mundial de quedarse sin gasolina.
And see, it was always the same story.
Era siempre la misma historia.
The phone would ring. And it was Jamie in a panic.
Ya estaba Jamie en estado de pánico.
She would say, Jerry, my car ran out, my car is broken.
Y decía, Jerry, el carro se descompuso, necesitas que ayudarme, por favor, ven rápido.
Come and help me, come quick.
Ayúdame, por favor, vete rápido.
You know, the first time that happened, man, I was unsuspecting of the problem.
La primera vez me agarró desprevenido.
Naive probably is the better word here.
Medio ingenuo era yo entonces.
Because see, I showed up with my tools and I was ready to fix this car.
Porque llegué con mis herramientas, listo para arreglar el carro.
I even had a telephone number of the tow truck driver.
Había preparado el número de la grúa.
In case I couldn't fix the car.
En caso de que no pudiera yo arreglar el carro.
So sure enough, the car wasn't started.
Y por supuesto, el carro no arrancaba.
Nothing wrong with the battery.
No había nada malo con la batería.
And she was turning over the car, and it was turning over.
Estaba funcionando.
So I thought of all the possibilities.
Así que empecé a descartar todas las posibilidades.
So I just asked a silly little question.
Y entonces hice una preguntita tonta.
Jamie, did you run out of gas?
Jamie, ¿te quedaste sin gasolina?
And she acted offended.
Y se ofendió.
She says, no, no way.
No, ¿cómo crees?
I mean, it was low. It wasn't on empty.
Estaba abajo, pero no hasta que estaba vacío.
Well, how low is low, I asked.
¿Qué tanto es poco?
Still being naive.
Todavía muy inocente, ¿no?
It was above the empty.
Apenas arribita antes de vacío.
She reassured me it was above the empty.
Porque porque me aseguraba que estaba un poquito antes de Brasil.
So I said, really?
¿De veras?
I mean, come on. And she said, I promise.
¿De veras? ¿Te lo prometo que sí?
For some reason, I didn't believe her, though.
Por alguna razón, no le creía yo.
Kind of doubted this little story.
Duraba esta historia, sí, ya.
So I get in the car and I turn the key on, look at the gauge.
Así que me metí al carro, la daba vuelta la llave y veía el medidor.
And guess what? It was empty. And it wasn't above the empty.
Y no estaba sobre tantitos antes de.
The needle was dead empty.
La aguja señalaba totalmente que estaba vacío el tantito.
You know what? And she sees my face, you know.
Entonces me ve.
And she quickly says, okay, now, I think it was above empty. So I look at her like she's out of her mind. I mean, I'm looking at this empty gauge. So to this day, I wonder how she could think she had gas in that car. Or even fumes, in fact.
Ni siquiera el olor de gasolina.
This woman was completely deceived and in denial.
Totalmente viviendo en el engaño, o por lo menos estaba en negación.
So see, this was early in our relationship, so I bit my tongue.
Pero esto fue cuando empezaba nuestra relación, así que le mordí la lengua.
I said nothing.
No le dije nada.
I just got back in my truck.
Nomás me subí a mi camioneta.
Went home, got my gas can and filled it up with gas. And then I returned. Then I returned to the broken car. Put gas in it. And guess what? It started right up. And so I began many years talking to Jamie about being prepared with gas.
I got
sick of hearing myself saying
it.
And it happened over and over again. That dreaded phone call. I hated to hear that phone ring when she was out driving. Well, there was one good thing that happened out of all this. Jamie finally stopped telling me the car had broken down. She'd simply say, honey, I ran out of gas. Please don't hate me.
Por favor, no me odies.
But see, you know, I could never hate her.
Pero, ¿cómo la podría yo?
I couldn't hate my Jamie.
¿Cómo podría ya odiar a mi Jamie?
I mean, she's too cute and lovable to hate.
Tan bonita y adorable.
But honestly, I was upset for her lack of preparation.
Sí me molestaba su falta de preparación.
I mean, she could have been better prepared on that end.
Podría haber estado mejor preparada en ese aspecto, ¿no?
But how hard is it to make sure you have enough gas to get from point A to point B?
Porque qué tan difícil es asegurarte de que tengas gasolina suficiente para llegar del punto A al punto B.
But see, I understand why she always was low on gas.
Pero bueno, de alguna manera entendía por qué siempre se le acababa la gasolina.
It's because she was low on money.
Porque siempre se le acababa el dinero.
And this was before we got together.
Y eso fue antes de que estuviéramos juntos.
She had been single for three kids for 3 years when I met her.
Había sido madre soltera durante 3 años con 3 niños.
She was in her final year of college.
Estaba en su último año de universidad.
She was an editor at the school newspaper. She was in drama and many other activities. So she drove around a lot.
Así que manejaba a muchas partes.
And she worked until midnight till 6 in the morning being a janitor.
Desde las 12 de la noche a 6 de la mañana como conserje.
So yeah, her lack of gas was understandable.
Así que bueno, era comprensible que de alguna manera que se le acabara la gasolina.
But see, later, after we were together, it was more about the lack of preparation.
Pero después, cuando estuvimos juntos, fue más su falta de preparación.
Because it wasn't the lack of money.
Ya no era falta de dinero.
And this is the point I want to make in this morning's sermon.
Y este es el punto que quiero hacer esta mañana.
We need to prepare better.
Necesitamos prepararnos mejor.
We need to be fully prepared.
Necesitamos estar bien preparados.
Because being prepared makes our life much more much less complicated.
Porque estar bien preparado hace que nuestra vida sea menos complicada.
I want you to think about this for a minute.
Piensa en un minuto.
So we have to shop so we can prepare our meals.
Tenemos que ir de compras para poder preparar nuestras comidas.
And the only way to prepare the meal is to have purchased the ingredients ahead of time.
La única forma de preparar un platillo es habiendo comprado los ingredientes de antemano.
I mean, you could run to the store in the middle of making that meal.
Puedes ir a la tienda a la mitad de que estás cocinando.
But there's no guarantee that you'll find those ingredients there.
Que vas a encontrar en ese momento los ingredientes que te hacen falta.
Or that the grocery store will even be open.
O a lo mejor la tienda ya cerró.
Or you won't even have a car to go get it.
O a lo mejor ni siquiera tienes carro para ir por los ingredientes.
So it's about preparing ahead of time.
Así que se trata de preparar con anticipación.
In 2 Timothy 4 verses 2 it says this.
Vamos a leer 2 Timoteo 4:2.
It says, be prepared in season and out of season.
Que instes a tiempo y fuera de tiempo.
In other words, be ready.
En otras palabras, prepárate.
Be ready for whatever is happening now.
Prepárate para lo que sea que pase hoy.
And what's going to happen later.
Y lo que va a suceder más adelante.
You know, when I was preparing this, I was thinking of my daughter, Rosanna, and her husband.
Mientras escribía esto, me acordé de mi hija, Rosanna, y su esposo.
See, they like to go camping.
A ellos les gusta mucho salir a acampar.
And when they go, they prepare for this.
Y cuando lo hacen, se preparan.
You wouldn't believe what they do.
Y no se imaginan todo lo que hacen.
How much they bring.
Y la cantidad de cosas.
And they're thinking about what they need to drive to this place.
Están pensando qué es lo que necesitan para hacer el viaje hasta donde van.
Especially because they got two small little children.
Especialmente porque tienen dos niños pequeños.
They're thinking about what they need to take out for that minute.
Entonces están pensando lo que llevar para ese momento.
When they arrive.
Cuando, ¿qué van a necesitar cuando lleguen?
And what they possibly need.
¿Qué es lo que probablemente vayan a necesitar?
They pack everything but the kitchen sink.
Y bueno, llevan todo menos el fregadero.
Of course they would probably pack that too if they knew how to.
Si pudieran, también se lo llevarían con ellos.
And they didn't forget anything.
Pero no se les olvida nada.
See, they're thorough in their preparation.
Y están preparándose. Y son muy minuciosos cuando se trata de preparativos.
And I'm talking about snacks and jackets and flotation devices.
Estoy hablando que llevan bocadillos, chamarras, repelente, flotadores.
And I'm talking about band-aids, sunburn spray, and flotation devices.
Son para las quemaduras.
And they even bring pots and pans, utensils, stoves, kindling, and tarps.
Llevan cacerolas, llevan sartenes, llevan cubiertos, llevan con que encender el fuego, llevan trampas.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Sigue, sigue.
Yeah, they have a preparation list.
Y sí, tienen una lista de preparativos.
And see, my daughter will check things off as they go on.
Y mientras los están formando, ella va checando la lista.
And then they pack all this stuff into their Suburban.
Y después empacan todo eso y lo meten en su Suburban.
And believe me, that is a tough deal to do what they have to do.
Y eso es una tarea bastante complicada.
And then they pack the kids in like sardines, they squeeze them in. And they even carry supplies on the roof.
Y hasta llevan provisiones en el toldo.
So if we ever have to go camping, we're going to go with them.
Así que si nosotros nos ocurrir acampar, pues claro que nos iríamos con ellos.
Because I have to admit something.
Porque tengo que admitir algo.
I think camping is really too much work.
Para mí, ir al campamento es mucho trabajo.
And Jamie would agree even more.
Y Jamie está todavía más de acuerdo.
She says there's too much dirt, there's too many mosquitoes.
Hay demasiado polvo, demasiados mosquitos.
See, when our kids were little, we kind of enjoyed camping.
Cuando nuestros niños eran pequeños, como que medio nos gustaba ir a acampar.
But see, now I prefer a nice room.
Pero ahora prefiero un cuarto bonito.
With a hammock.
Con una hamaca.
How many of you love camping?
¿A cuántos de ustedes todavía les gusta ir a acampar?
How many of you are good at preparing to camp out?
¿Cuántos de ustedes son buenos para prepararse para salir a acampar?
Well, Jamie and I are going to go with you guys next time you go.
Jamie, yo vamos a ir con todos ustedes para la acampar.
That's what we're going to do.
Eso vamos a hacer.
Well, anyway, past 2 weeks now, I've been talking about preparing our garden ourselves.
Bueno, las dos semanas pasadas estaba predicando acerca de cuidarnos, vigilarnos a nosotros mismos.
Watching over our hearts and our minds.
vigilar nuestros corazones y nuestras mentes.
To protect them.
Protegerlos.
So that we can think right and act right.
Para que podamos pensar bien y actuar bien.
And one way that is one way to prepare.
Y es una forma de estar preparados.
See, we have to learn to prepare well.
Y necesitamos aprender a prepararnos bien.
Of course, I'm talking about spiritual preparation now.
Por supuesto, estoy hablando de una preparación espiritual.
Spiritual preparation takes place when we guard our hearts, our minds, and our souls.
Llevamos a cabo esa preparación espiritual cuando montamos guardias sobre nuestros corazones y nuestras mentes y nuestras almas.
And as Christians, we're preparing for a lot of things.
Y siendo cristianos, estamos preparando para muchas cosas.
We're preparing to live a godly life.
Nos estamos preparando para llevar una vida devota.
We're preparing for spiritual battles.
Nos estamos preparando para enfrentar batallas espirituales.
We need to be ready when the enemy of souls attacks our souls.
Necesitamos estar listos cuando el enemigo venga y ataque nuestras almas.
Because you better believe he will.
Porque deben creerlo que lo va a hacer.
And if you're not prepared, we're going to find ourselves outgunned and outmanned.
Y si no estamos preparados, vamos a ver que nos supera en cuanto a armamento y nos va a engañar.
And see, we're also preparing our hearts, minds, and souls for our ministries.
También estamos preparando nuestros corazones, nuestras mentes y nuestras almas para nuestros ministerios.
We're getting ready to do what God wants to do with us.
Estamos preparándonos para hacer lo que Dios quiere que hagamos.
And ultimately, we were preparing for the second coming of Jesus.
Y finalmente, nos estamos preparando para la segunda venida de Jesús.
See, we're always already come at the first coming.
Porque ya vino una vez.
And we read about this in the Gospels now in the New Testament.
De esto leemos en los Evangelios en el Nuevo Testamento.
We read it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Leemos en Marcos, Mateo, Marcos, Lucas y Juan.
And it goes on to tell the story about Jesus.
Y nos cuentan la historia de Jesús.
The long-awaited Messiah that prophesied in the Old Testament.
Tan esperado Mesías del cual se profetizó en el Antiguo Testamento.
Because he showed up.
Él apareció.
And that's why we celebrate Christmas.
Y debido a eso es que celebramos la Navidad.
So there's a second coming now that we're waiting for.
Pero hay una segunda venida a la cual todos estamos esperando.
And it's described in the book of Revelation.
Y esta se describe en el libro de Apocalipsis.
Has anyone read that book in the Bible lately?
¿Alguien ha leído ese libro últimamente?
It's not boring.
No es nada aburrido.
And I can assure you that.
Puedo asegurar.
But we'll take a look at that book one of these days. But not today.
Pero hoy no.
I'll be reading a scripture from there.
Voy a leer una escritura de ahí.
See, we're actually be reading things about Jesus now during his first coming.
Pero vamos a leer cosas que Jesús dijo en su primera venida.
And they're reference now to the second coming.
Refiriéndose a su segunda venida.
See, this is rather amazing.
Esto es bastante asombroso.
See, I don't think we ponder enough on this.
Y no sopesamos esto lo suficiente.
Pondering meaning giving much thought.
No, sopesando es echarle coco.
But Jesus used some of his time on earth to talk about the future return.
Jesús usó mucho de su tiempo en esta tierra para hablarnos acerca de su futuro regreso.
And some people really wonder about this book, Revelation.
Y muchas personas se preguntan acerca de este libro de Apocalipsis.
They say, well, it was written by John.
Dice, bueno, lo escribió Juan.
But wasn't it from most of his dreams?
¿Pero que no se basó en sus sueños?
So can we really trust what he says?
¿Podemos realmente confiar en lo que dice?
I mean, is it literal or symbolic?
¿Es literal o es simbólico?
See, I say it's both.
Bueno, yo digo que es de los dos.
But we can trust it because it says it in the Bible.
Y podemos confiar en este libro porque está en la Biblia.
And we're not just going to look at the book of Revelation this morning.
Y no nada más nos vamos a guiar por el libro de Apocalipsis.
Because Jesus himself is telling us what's going to happen.
Porque Jesús mismo fue quien nos dijo lo que iba a suceder.
So let me ask you this.
Y que dejen de preguntarles esto.
How often do you have conversations about the second coming of Jesus?
¿Qué tan frecuentemente conversas acerca de la segunda venida de Jesús?
I think we might touch on the subject here and there.
No, de vez en cuando hablamos.
But when was the last time you sat down at dinner with your family or your friends?
Pero ¿cuándo fue la última vez que te sentaste a cenar con tus amigos, con tu familia?
And you discussed the second coming in detail.
Y discutieron acerca de la segunda venida detalladamente.
Probably never.
Tal vez nunca.
It's not a subject that we talk much about.
Porque no es un tema del que hablemos con frecuencia.
But see, I don't think we need to be obsessed about the end times.
Y no debemos estar obsesionados con el fin de los tiempos.
Like some people are.
Como algunas personas.
Have you heard about the doomsday preppers?
¿Algunas han oído a los preppers, los que se están preparando para el día del juicio?
See, in America, they have these people there that get ready for disasters.
En Estados Unidos, hay personas que se llaman preppers y están preparándose para desastres.
And this is how they get prepared.
Y así es como se preparan.
And I have to hand it to them.
Tengo que admitir y reconocérselos.
They're serious, dead serious about being prepared.
Toman esto de prepararse para el día del juicio final con mucha seriedad.
They call themselves survivalists.
Se llaman ellos mismos se llaman supervivencialistas.
They have guns and ammo for days.
Tienen armas y tienen municiones para muchos días.
Underground tunnels with food for years.
Túneles donde almacenan comida para muchos años.
They're ready for whatever.
Están listos para lo que sea.
They're ready for a nuclear bomb. Or the second coming of Christ. And I think we could learn a little something from them. No, we don't need to go to the same kind of extremes they did. But see, they're thinking ahead.
Pero mire, ellos planean por anticipado.
They're not going to go hungry and some crazy when something crazy happens.
Ellos no van a pasar hambre si alguna calamidad sucede.
See, Jamie and I might starve.
Tal vez Jamie y yo nos moriríamos de hambre.
We'd probably last about a week, but that's
it. A lo mejor nomás duraríamos una semana y ya.
And see, if any of you are having any kind of disaster, we'll give you the spiritual guidance.
Si pasa alguna calamidad, pues vénganse y les daremos guía espiritual.
I mean, we'll even share some of the food with you.
A lo mejor compartiremos algo de comida con ustedes.
But see, when we're out, we're going to head over Bernie and Cindy's house.
Pero cuando nos acabe, nos vamos a ir con Bernie y con Cindy a su casa.
He's like a prepper. He stored for a year.
A él le gusta prepararse. Es un prepper.
You thought I forgot, huh? Anyway, back to my real message. See, I think the second coming is really in back of our minds as Christians.
Yo creo que la segunda venida de Jesús está allá en lo profundo de nuestra mente.
We don't give it much attention on a daily basis.
Como que no pensamos en eso diariamente.
But see, we understand that it's going to happen.
Pero entendemos que va a suceder.
The Bible tells us it will.
Lo dice y dice que va a ser algo real.
The Bible even tells us now how it's going to happen.
Hasta nos describe cómo va a suceder.
But I think we have to admit we don't think about that day and night, do we?
Pero no pensamos en eso noche y día, ¿sí?
Like I said, it's in back of our minds.
Como dije, está allá en el fondo de nuestra mente.
But this morning I want to bring the second coming of Jesus on the forefront of
Pero
our minds.
Esta mañana la quiero traer a la parte del frente de nuestra mente.
Let's make it the center just for a few minutes.
Vamos
here.
A hacerla el centro por unos minutos.
But here's the bottom line.
Esta es la conclusión.
Here's what is really important to know.
Esto es lo más importante que deben saber.
See, if you live your life in preparation for the second coming.
Si llevas tu vida viviendo preparándote para la segunda venida,
you're literally preparing to live a righteous life now in the future.
Literalmente te estás preparando para llevar una vida recta en este momento y en el futuro.
Let me reword this now so you completely understand the point that we want to make here.
Reformular esto para que comprendan lo que les quiero decir.
If we were to live our lives through the second coming, if Jesus was coming soon, if we were going to do that.
Si viviéramos de manera como que la segunda venida de Jesús ya está a la vuelta.
What I mean by soon is in a week, in a month, in a year.
Pronto, en una semana, en un mes, en un año.
We would be connected with God and focused on Him all the way.
Estaríamos conectados con Dios y centrados en Él.
We'd be getting rid of all of our sins. We'd be reading our Bibles,
leyendo nuestra Biblia,
praying more,
orando más,
running harder after God,
buscando con más empeño a Dios.
Because we're preparing for the end of our life and the beginning of eternity.
Estamos preparándonos para el final de esta vida y el comienzo de la eternidad.
We'd be living our life for God as God planned it.
Estaríamos viviendo la vida como Dios planeó que la viviéramos.
and showing other people how to live in the Spirit as God has asked us to do. And check this out. As we focus on the return of Jesus, God focuses on the needs we have right here and right now. See, you know, there are arguments about Christians about the second coming of Jesus.
Los cristianos debaten mucho acerca de la segunda venida de Jesús.
Also known as Judgment Day.
O también conocido como Día del Juicio.
And what is Judgment Day about?
Bueno, ¿y de qué se trata este juicio?
Let's read it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10.
Vamos a leer en 2 Corintios, capítulo 5, versículos del 9 al 10.
Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to Him.
Por tanto, procuramos también, o ausentes o presentes, serle agradables.
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
Porque es necesario que todos comparezcamos ante el tribunal de Cristo para que cada uno reciba según lo que haya hecho mientras estaba en el cuerpo, sea bueno o sea mal.
So did you get that?
¿Captaron eso?
Our focus is to be well-pleasing to God.
Debemos enfocarnos en agradar a Dios.
Because He is the final judge of our entire lives.
Él es el juez definitivo de nuestra vida entera.
And this scripture says all will appear before the judge.
Y esta escritura dice que todos vamos a comparecer ante el juez.
And that's a scary thought, I know.
Eso es un pensamiento así de escalofriante, ¿no?
Because we're all on trial to the end.
Porque todos vamos a ser llevados a juicio al final.
You know, I know this could be a little overwhelming if you think about this.
Esto puede ser algo sobrecogedor, ¿no?
See, but we need to have this conversation.
Pero mira, necesitamos tener esta conversación.
Because we need to be prepared.
Porque necesitamos prepararnos.
Some Christians say Judgment Day is near.
Algunos cristianos dicen que el día del juicio está muy próximo.
Others say it's a long ways off.
Otros dicen que falta mucho para ello.
But I'm here to say, who cares?
Pero les digo ahorita, no importa.
The second coming is coming.
La segunda venida va a venir.
No one's going to argue that point.
Nadie discute eso.
Because Jesus said he was coming back.
Porque Jesús dijo que iba a regresar.
And we need to prepare for it.
Y necesitamos prepararnos para ello.
Not tomorrow, not next week.
No mañana, no la semana que entra.
We're talking about today, right now.
Estamos hablando de ahorita, en este momento.
Because when we're prepared for the return of Jesus,
porque cuando estamos preparados para el regreso de Jesús,
we're prepared for anything else that life has thrown at us.
Vamos a estar preparados para cualquier otra cosa que se nos presente en la vida.
That's the life we're currently living.
Para la vida que estamos llevando en este momento.
Now I hate to tease you guys this morning here about this, and I want to give you some details.
Y bueno, no quiero molestarlos esta mañana con esto de los fin del tiempo, pero tengo que darles algunos detalles.
So you'll find the information about what the world will look like now in the second coming of Jesus in Matthew 24.
Sin embargo, pueden encontrar toda la información al respecto de cómo va a ser el mundo antes de la segunda venida de Jesús en Mateo 24.
I'm not going to read all in Matthew.
No lo voy a leer todo.
But here's a sneak peek.
Pero este es un adelanto.
And a quick glance at the picture according to what Jesus said of himself.
Un vistazo rápido según lo que Jesús dijo de mí.
Now don't you just love that Jesus uses the first coming to talk about the second coming?
¿No les encanta que Jesús aprovechó su primera venida para hablarnos de su segunda venida?
I'm so awed of that.
Eso me asombra tanto.
See, in Matthew 24, Jesus says a lot of words to us.
En Mateo 24, Jesús tiene muchas palabras para nosotros.
I mean, if you open your Bible, you'll see it that 24 is almost all in red.
Si abren sus Biblias, verán que muchas de ellas están con letras destacadas en rojo.
And when the writing is in red, that's Jesus talking.
Cuando tenemos estas líneas destacadas en rojo con las palabras de Jesús, es lo que está hablando él.
And Jesus is talking up a storm.
Y aquí está hablando sin parar.
He's making predictions.
Haciendo predicciones.
He's giving warnings about the world will look like towards the end.
Dando advertencias de cómo va a ser el mundo hacia el final.
And I'm just going to mention a few things that Jesus says here.
Y voy a mencionar un par de cosas que Jesús dice.
Later you can read the whole chapter for yourself.
Más tarde pueden leer el capítulo ustedes mismos.
See, but Jesus warns us that we might be deceived by people pretending to be him.
Jesús nos dice que nos van a engañar personas.
And that's happened.
Y eso ha pasado, ¿no?
Fake and false prophets are everywhere.
Hay falsos profetas por todas partes.
Jesus tells us that there'll be wars and rumors of wars.
Jesús nos dice que lo vimos de guerras y de rumores de guerras.
Does that sound familiar?
¿Les parece familiar?
And some are going to say that there's going to be a World War III.
Algunos dicen que va a ser la tercera guerra mundial.
And they're talking about that in the United States right now.
Y ahorita mismo eso están hablando allá en Estados Unidos.
So Matthew 24, Jesus is also saying that nations will go against nations.
Mateo 24, Jesús nos dice, también dice que se levantará nación contra nación.
Kingdoms will go against kingdoms.
Reino contra reino.
He says you can expect famines, pestilence, earthquakes.
Que habrá hambrunas, pestilencia. Terremotos.
And a lot of sorrow.
Y muchas penas.
I mean, people will be sad everywhere.
Las personas van a estar tristes por eso.
And you can see that already happening.
Puedes verlo ahorita.
And look at the many people that are depressed.
Mira,
and hopeless.
Personas están deprimidas y desesperanzadas.
Jesus tells us that Christians will be hated in end times and many will be killed.
Jesús dice también que los cristianos van a ser odiados y muchos van a morir.
Muslims are cutting heads off of Christians right now. I mean, there are going to be lawlessness, offenses, and betrayals. And we will hate one another. Oh man, this is downright ugly. Why is Jesus being so negative for us right here? And why am I bringing this up on a Sunday morning? You know, I want to feel good here at church. See, I do feel good. Because sometimes the truth is good.
Porque a veces la verdad es buena, ¿no?
See, Jesus goes on to talk about the time of tribulation or test.
Así que Jesús sigue y habla acerca del tiempo de tribulación y de pruebas.
And then the greatest part in Matthew 24 is in verses 29.
Y luego la parte más de Mateo 24 se encuentra en los versículos del 29 al
31. Let's read it.
Vamos a leerla.
Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give to light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming out of the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
Inmediatamente después de la tribulación de aquellos días, el sol se oscurecerá, y la luna no dará su esplendor. Su resplandor y las estrellas caerán del cielo y las potencias de los cielos serán conmovidas. Entonces aparecerá la señal del Hijo del Hombre en el cielo y entonces lamentarán todas las tribus de la tierra y verán al Hijo del Hombre viniendo sobre las nubes del cielo con poder y gran gloria.
And he will send his angels with great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together and his elect from four winds, from one end to the end of other, to the other, heaven to the other.
Y enviará a sus ángeles con gran voz de trompeta, y juntarán a sus escogidos de los cuatro vientos desde un extremo del cielo hasta el otro.
And then we get a deeper description here in Revelations 19:11-12.
Y hay una descripción más profunda en más amplia en Apocalipsis 19 versículos 11 y 12.
And now I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judged and makes war.
Entonces vi el cielo abierto y aquí un caballo blanco y el que lo montaba se llamaba fiel y verdadero. Y con justicia juzga y pelea.
See, his eyes were like flame of fire, and his head wore many, many crowns.
Sus ojos eran como llama de fuego, y había en su cabeza muchas diademas.
Okay, then.
Muy bien, entonces.
Do you think we're going to know when the second coming has come?
¿Crees que vamos a saber cuando llegue la segunda venida de Cristo?
I think so. It's gonna, I mean, it's gonna be an event, all right.
Porque va a ser todo un acontecimiento.
Jesus isn't gonna quietly appear and sweetly sweep this up with Christians.
Jesús no va a llegar así calladamente y dulcemente nos va a arrebatar a los cristianos.
Scripture says he's coming with the eyes of fire.
La escritura nos dice que va a llegar con ojos de fuego.
To judge his people.
A juzgar a su pueblo.
But to make war with his enemies.
A declararle la guerra a sus enemigos.
Who are Satan and his demons. Now, I don't want to get too carried away with all this. Because I could talk about this for a long time. But see, I want to keep on point here. Let's just say we need to be prepared. You know, several years ago I was working with a guy that was strung out on heroin.
Hace unos años estaba trabajando con un hombre que estaba totalmente metido en la heroína.
He was a Christian.
Era cristiano.
But he kept going in and out.
Pero iba y venía.
And he knew the Bible backwards and forwards.
Sabía la Biblia al derecho y al revés.
I mean, he had memorized scripture.
Había aprendido muchos textos.
And he could quote you scripture anytime.
Te podía citar la Biblia en cualquier momento.
It was like he was saying to me, I know everything. You can tell me anything. You can't tell me anything I don't know
era
about
como
the Bible.
Si me estuviera diciendo, sabes que yo lo sé todo. No me puedes decir nada que no conozco, que no sepa ya.
So the guy was raised in church.
Este sujeto creció en la iglesia, dentro de la iglesia.
His parents were actually associate pastors.
De hecho, sus padres eran copastores y ministros.
So I took a strange approach on him.
Así que tomé una perspectiva un poco diferente con él.
I told him, picture yourself now with a needle in your arm.
Le dije, bueno, imagínate que estás poniéndote la aguja listo para inyectarte la heroína.
And you're injecting this heroin in your arm.
Y te la estás, ya, esta la estás inyectando.
And then the sky goes dark.
Y de repente se oscurece el cielo.
You hear a trumpet in the background.
Y al fondo escuchas una trompeta.
And out of the clouds comes a white horse rider.
Y de repente ves que viene un jinete en un caballo blanco.
Who's coming to judge and make war with evil.
Que va a venir a juzgar y a declararle la guerra al mal.
Is that how you want Jesus to find you?
Así es como quieres que te encuentre Jesús.
Do you want him to find you with a needle in your arm?
Que te encuentre con una aguja a punto de inyectarte en el brazo.
This guy put his head down and he just started shaking his head.
Entonces agachó la cabeza.
Finally looks up at me and tears are rolling down his eyes.
Y finalmente se levanta y me ve con lágrimas en los ojos.
And then he says to me.
Y me dice.
I wish you hadn't said that.
¿Cómo me hubiera gustado que no me hubieras dicho eso?
You've ruined my high forever now.
Porque ya me arruinaste mi pasón.
I'll never be able to get high again.
Ya no me voy a poder dar mi pasón a gusto nunca más.
Well, that's what I hoped for.
Pues eso es lo que
thank you, Jesus. That was
gracias,
the one, you know.
Jesús.
Amen.
Porque le abriste los ojos.
See, there was no time to waste.
No había tiempo que perder.
We need to prepare our hearts and our minds right now.
Necesitamos preparar nuestros corazones y nuestras mentes en este momento.
We need to be prepared for the second coming I've been talking
necesitamos
about.
Necesitamos estar preparados para la segunda venida.
By changing some of the things that we're doing right
cambiando
now.
Cambiando ciertas cosas que estamos haciendo.
Let's turn to Matthew 25 verses 1 to 5.
Vamos a ver Mateo 25 versículos de 1 a 5.
Now this is Jesus talking.
Está hablando Jesús.
So let's listen carefully here.
Y vamos a escuchar cuidadosamente.
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
Entonces el reino de los cielos será semejante a 10 vírgenes que tomando sus lámparas salieron a recibir al esposo.
Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish.
5 de ellas eran prudentes y 5 insensatas.
Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
Las insensatas, tomando sus lámparas, no tomaron consigo aceite.
But the wise took oil into their vessels with their lamps.
Mas las prudentes tomaron aceite en sus vasijas juntamente con sus lámparas.
But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept.
Y tardándose el esposo, cabecearon todas y se durmieron.
So now in Matthew 24, we're talking about the second coming.
Okay, Mateo 24 habla acerca de la segunda venida.
And now in Matthew 25, it's followed up by a parable
y Jesús
here.
Sigue este relato con una parábola.
He's helping us to understand what he's saying at a deeper, more spiritual level here.
Nos está ayudando a entender lo que quería decir a un nivel un poco más espiritual.
But I'm going to give you the Pastor Jerry take on this.
Pero les voy a dar la versión del Pastor Jerry.
I'm going to say what it means in my own language.
Voy a decir en mis propias palabras.
It's not that deep.
No es muy profundo.
But it's easy to understand.
Pero es fácil de entender.
So here it goes. You ready? You're really foolish if you aren't prepared.
Si eres muy tonto si no te preparas.
And you're very wise if you are.
Y eres muy abusado si te preparas.
See, that wasn't so bad.
¿Ves?
See now, in this parable, Jesus is talking about the bridegroom.
En esta parábola, Jesús habla de sí mismo como el novio.
And interestingly enough, here now, Jesus is the bridegroom he's talking about.
Okay, el novio es Jesús.
All through the Bible, Christians are talked about the bride. You hear about the bride of Christ.
A lo largo de toda la Biblia se hace mención a la novia de Cristo.
See, we're supposed to be married to Him at the end of time.
Los cristianos somos la novia de Cristo y vamos a casarnos con Él en determinado momento.
And the second coming is all about Jesus coming for the bride, which is us.
Y la segunda venida de Cristo se trata, todo se trata acerca de que Él viene por su novia.
So let's get back to our story.
Así que vamos a regresar a nuestra historia.
Is everybody following me?
Todo el mundo me está entendiendo.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, we got it going. Okay.
Sí.
See, the oil is essential now when it comes to being prepared for Jesus.
En cuanto a prepararse para Jesús, el aceite es un elemento esencial.
Because in this case, the oil represents the Holy Spirit.
Porque en este caso, el aceite representa el Espíritu Santo.
Now keep that in mind as I read further.
Tengan esto en mente mientras seguimos leyendo.
We're going to read Matthew 25, verses 6 to 10.
Mateo 25, versículos 6 al 10.
Now at midnight a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him.
Y a la medianoche se oyó un clamor, aquí viene el esposo, salid a recibirle.
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
Entonces todas aquellas vírgenes se levantaron y arreglaron sus lámparas.
And the foolish said to the wise,
y las insensatas dijeron a las prudentes,
give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.
Danos de vuestro aceite, porque nuestras lámparas se apagan.
But the wise answered, saying, no less there should be not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves.
Mas las prudentes respondieron diciendo, para que no nos falte a nosotras y a vosotras, id más bien a los que venden y comprad para vosotras mismas.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him to the wedding, and the door was shut.
Pero mientras ellas iban a comprar, vino el esposo, y las que estaban preparadas entraron con él a las bodas y se cerraron la puerta.
So the price to pay, this is the price to pay for being lazy.
Este es el precio que se paga por ser perezoso.
For being unprepared.
Por estar preparados.
When Jamie ran out of gas, she missed a lot of appointments.
Cuando Jamie se quedaba sin gasolina, se perdía de muchas citas a las que tenía que acudir.
Or she was late, delayed.
O llegaba tarde, o se demoraba.
And it was annoying, frustrating, even foolish.
Y era una molestia, era frustrante, y era una tontería.
But let me tell you, there's nothing compared to, you know, with the empty and empty on the Holy Spirit.
Pero eso no se compara para nada como estar vacío del Espíritu Santo.
And there's nothing even close to that.
Nada.
To running out of spiritual gas.
Quedarse sin gasolina espiritual.
Or never even having it to begin with.
O para empezar no haberla tenido nunca.
Oh man. This is Jesus telling us something we need to know, people.
Este es Jesús diciéndonos algo que necesitamos saber.
I know it brings me to my senses.
Y me hace entrar a mí en razón.
And it makes me want to cry out to the Holy Spirit loud.
Y me hace más querer clamar al Espíritu Santo.
Because we need the Holy
Porque
Spirit.
Necesitamos al Espíritu Santo.
We're letting ourselves run low and we're running out of it.
Estamos dejando que se nos disminuya tanto que nos vamos a quedar vacíos.
Come on now, why would we allow ourselves to drive on empty?
¿Por qué nos permitiríamos andar conduciendo con un tanque vacío?
Please, let's not be like Jamie.
Por favor, no sea como Jamie.
My dear precious life, love as I love and I love her and adore.
Mi hermosa, preciosa esposa, a quien amo y adoro.
But see, for years she was deceived about denial about her gas gauge.
Durante muchos años ella negó
I mean, she really saw that gas gauge above empty. And why was she letting the needle get so low? Let's look at our levels at the Holy Spirit.
Vamos a checar nuestros niveles del Espíritu Santo.
And how we need to prepare ourselves.
Y cómo debemos prepararnos.
For this life that we live right now.
Para esta vida que estamos llevando el mismo.
See, when Jesus comes a second time, when the white horse rides in and swoops in,
cuando venga y aparezca ese jinete en el caballo.
With the eyes of fire.
Con sus ojos de fuego.
He's going to judge us for the amount of oil we have.
Él va a juzgarnos por la cantidad de aceite que tengamos.
And how do I know that?
¿Cómo lo sé?
Well, first of all, the virgins without the Holy Spirit had to try and find some, right?
Bueno, primero que nada, las vírgenes que no tenían el Espíritu Santo intentaron ir a comprar.
And that was at the last minute.
A la última hora.
While they were gone, guess what?
Y cuando ellas fueron,
those who were ready went with Jesus.
¿Adivinen qué? Los que estaban listas entraron con Jesús.
Those who were ready.
Las que estaban preparadas.
Those who had the oil.
Las que tenían el aceite.
Those who prepared ahead of time.
Las que se habían preparado con anticipación.
They were the ones who went to the wedding.
Ellas fueron las que entraron a las bodas.
And then the door was slammed shut.
Y después se cerró la puerta.
But couldn't the five foolish virgins just get oil and go through the door?
¿Qué no pudieron esas cinco vírgenes insensatas conseguir el aceite que necesitaban y abrir esa puerta?
Well, let's just see what happens.
Pues vamos a ver lo que pasa.
I'm getting close to wrapping this up.
Estoy a punto de finalizar.
Afterward, this is Matthew 25, verses 11 and 13.
Mateo 25, versículo del 11 al 13.
So afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us.
Después vinieron también las otras vírgenes diciendo, Señor, Señor, ábrenos.
But he answered and said, surely I say to you, I do not know you.
Mas él respondiendo dijo, de cierto os digo que no os conozco.
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
Velad pues, porque no sabéis el día ni la hora en que el Hijo del Hombre ha de venir.
So the door will not open for those who aren't prepared with the oil.
Así que no, la puerta no se va a abrir a aquellos que no estén preparados con aceite.
Now why would Jesus tell a story like this?
¿Por qué nos contaría esta historia Jesús?
For entertainment?
¿Por pura diversión?
For good reading?
¿Porque es algo bueno para leer?
No, this is not fiction.
No, esta no es ciencia ficción.
This is reality, people.
Es la realidad.
During the first coming, now Jesus spoke to his disciples about this.
Durante su primera venida, Jesús le habló a sus discípulos y nos habla a nosotros también.
He was telling us the secrets we need to live a good life here.
Nos estaba diciendo el secreto para llevar una buena vida.
And enjoy eternity with him.
Y para disfrutar de la eternidad con él.
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand.
Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Want everybody to bow their heads. This morning I want to first give the opportunity for people to receive the Holy Spirit. Have you yet not acknowledged Christ as your Lord and Savior? This is a good time to do it. And this is how we get the Holy Spirit. You need the oil. And if that's you, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand. So repeat after me, everybody. Father God, I come before you. And I acknowledge that I've been a sinner. Make me new on the inside, Lord. Give me a new heart and a new mind, Father God. So that I could receive you all the way, Lord. Lord, I acknowledge that you died on the cross. And that you rose 3 days later from the dead, Lord. And Lord, I acknowledge you did that all for us. So Lord, I promise right now. If you be my father, I'll be your son. And I just say these things now in the name of Jesus. And we all said? Amen. Gracias.